With me, if you would, to the book of Matthew tonight. I threw some of you for a loop there. You already had your Bible open to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Amen. Oh, we're going to Matthew, the book of Matthew tonight. Amen. Praise God. Maybe you're giving a sigh of relief. Amen. Praise God. Matthew chapter 25. We're going to read to you just a few verses here. Man, very common scripture for us. And most of us are familiar with these stories, but we want to read to you this. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 25, we'll begin reading here into the first verse of Matthew chapter 25. Amen. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Amen. That's an unbelievable scenario there. They had everything the same. Everything. Their similarities are many. Their similarities are many. But what distinguished wise from foolish? What was it that set wise apart from foolish? It was a need for oil. A need for oil. Now understand, they all had lamps. They all had lamps. And understand that they all started out with oil. Okay? They all started out with oil. You hear me? They all had it at first. But while the bridegroom tarried, in that waiting period, while there was a waiting for the coming of the bridegroom, while there was waiting, in that waiting period, 5 of them ran out of oil. 5 of them ran out of oil. And their need was for oil. The response was, hey, why don't you share with us what you have? Why don't you share? Why don't you give us a little bit of what you're filled full of oil. Why don't you give us a little bit of that so we can all have just a little bit? That's what they was asking. You that have your lamps full, why don't you share with us and then we can all be half full. You see that? That's what they was asking. Give us of your oil. Give us of your oil. Share with us. And we'll all be the same. We'll all be the same. But you know what the problem is? None of them would be full. Right? None of them would be full. While they were waiting. While they're waiting. Let me tell you. Amen. I believe the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Has fallen upon many people. But many times in the waiting for the coming of the bridegroom, amen, that's when people lose, amen, the touch of God on their life and the anointing of the Holy Ghost while they're waiting. Amen. I want to borrow a title from Brother Randy Webb. No way we can preach a message of Randy Webb, but I can sure borrow his title. Amen. Last day, oil crisis. Last day, oil crisis.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you had to buy some gas lately? Is there, do you ever go through there when you're pumping that in? Ching, 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 ching. Do you ever say to yourself, why aren't we drilling for more oil? I say it about every time I'm filling up with gas. I say that about every time we're filling up with gas. We're living in these last days, in these days and hours, when there is an oil crisis in our nation. If you don't know, if you're not familiar with that, somebody reach over and slap you. Bring you back up to current events, man. But you know what? We live in a day when oil is a necessity. I know, you know, there's people that says, no, we can go back to wind power. We can go to solar power. Let me tell you, we're living in a day when it's necessary. It's necessary. You take oil out of the picture. Let me tell you, you're looking at a world that comes to a screeching halt. It is a necessity. It is for our very existence. It's for our very existence. And I think that our current oil crisis that we face in our world today, amen, is important in the fact that it is leading to something in the end times. I believe that if you look forward into the end times, into the future, amen, that there's a purpose and God's hand is on the current oil crisis. I really believe that. There's a reason why all that oil is located in the Middle East. There's a reason why all that oil is down there. And all of our interest is all right there in the Middle East. Amen. Let me tell you what, God, it's amazing. Amen. That God has everything working together and bringing everything together. Amen. For the end times. It's not by accident. It's all by the design of God. Amen. That those nations are rich with oil. Rich with oil. And yet, here's the amazing thing. You know what? They're not the only ones that's got oil. Brazil just recently found a huge oil find in Brazil. Russia just recently, they found a huge oil deposit off of their north coast up there in the Caspian Sea, I believe it is. Up there, they found a huge oil deposit that's billions of barrels of oil. Amen. The U.S. has found in the Gulf of Mexico recently, just in the last year or so, they have found, amen, an oil, they have found oil that would be ranged from anywhere from 5 to 15 billion barrels of oil. It's out there. It's out there. Let me, there was 5 to 15 billion barrels of oil. But the problem is, they're not allowed to drill for it. They're not allowed to go out and get it and to drill for it, to pump it. They're not allowed, and it makes me wonder, Lord, why? Why? And the only thing I come up with is, you know what? God's got His hand in this. There's purpose. There's a purpose in this. Man, we're looking at an oil crisis in our nation, in our world. Man, and I'll tell you what, we have become so dependent upon it. And the need for it is so great. In this day and age in which we're living, we need that oil. But yet why? When we know we need it, and we know we're desperate for it, we know we're desperate for it, why? Why do we sit and not drill for it? Why?
Amen.
It was said, that some said, well, you know what? Oil is slow. Some people have said oil is we are in the final stages of our oil. We've only got enough oil to last. In the earth today, there's only enough oil just to last for a short time. We're quickly running out of oil. You need to move on to something else. But when I hear of finds of 5 to 15 billion barrels of oil in the Gulf of Mexico, and another find off the coast of California. And I read of Anwar and all of these things. And I'm thinking, you know what? There's oil there. Man, it's a crisis. It is. It's a crisis. I know you say, man, are you gonna get political here tonight? Not if I can help it. I may not be able to help it. But we're living in a last day oil crisis. And the last day oil crisis, it's not in the barrels of oil that's coming out of the Middle East. But the oil crisis that I'm referring to is, amen, the oil of the Holy Spirit that's in our churches today. We're in a crisis. We are in a crisis. Because in this day and every age in which we're living, we need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost more than we've ever needed it before. We need the outpouring of the Spirit of God, amen, more than we've ever needed it before. Let me tell you, we are dependent upon it. I don't think that we can exist spiritually without it in these last days. I feel like we need it more than ever. Amen. And I feel like, you know what? If you take away, amen, the Holy Ghost from the churches today, amen, I believe you're going to find the collapse of the churches. Amen. It is needful. It is necessary. And we all need the Holy Ghost. We need it in our churches more than ever. But I look around and I see, amen, those that are doing without. There's a need for it. Amen. We're looking at a crisis, amen, of the Holy Ghost in our churches. Man, we need the Holy Ghost. We need it. We need it to exist. We need it to thrive. We need it to go on and to prosper and to become, amen, to grow and to become the church that God wants us to be. We need it. Amen. I'll tell you what, if we don't have the moving of the Holy Ghost, church, we're in trouble. Amen. If we ever realize by now, amen, that we're dependent upon the Holy Ghost, we're in trouble. Hey man, Brother Bob, give me a little more monitor up here, please. Hey man. But if we ever realize by now how much we need the Holy Ghost in our churches, we're in trouble. We need it. We are desperate for it. Amen. If you ever realized how bad we need the anointing, if you ever realized how bad, amen, we need a move of God, we're in trouble, church. Amen. Because we can't make it without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Seems like churches today, they've decided, you know what? We don't need it anymore. We don't need it. Some churches, amen, they say, you know what? Baptism of the Holy Ghost is unsightly. It really brings too many chances. There's too much risk with the Holy Ghost in our churches. You know, there's some that say, well, we don't want to drill for oil in Anwar because Anwar is so pristine. It's so perfect. It's so beautiful. And we don't want to take the chance that there might be an oil spill and ruin all of Anwar. We want to be careful that we don't have some oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico that might kill off some fishies somewhere. And we want to be careful about that. And so they don't want to drill and they say, no more of that. We're not going to take the chance. But then isn't that like a lot of our churches that are saying, you know what? Amen, the Holy Ghost, I know we need it, but you know what? Amen, that wildfire and that emotionalism that comes with it, it just is too much risk. That's too much risk. People get a little emotional and people get a little bit out of sorts and you never know how people are going to react and you never know. I don't want somebody to, amen, to speak in tongues and confuse, amen, a new believer or a visitor. I don't want them to be confused. Let me tell you, we're living in a day when we've tried to limit, amen, the moving of the Holy Ghost. Try to limit the moving of the Holy Ghost. Say, well, you know, is it really necessary? And we want to be careful here. And now we say, well, you know, it's for your own private home use. Yeah, it's all right. If you want to speak in tongues, take it into your house. take it into a back room, but we don't have room for it in the house of God. Amen. We no longer preach about the Holy Ghost. We no longer preach about the Spirit of God. Amen. We no longer pray for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. For people to be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Now we just we want to move on. We want to talk about other things. Amen. Because we're afraid. Amen. To turn the Holy Ghost loose. Let me tell you. Amen. You need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. Churches need the Holy Ghost. We need the moving of the Spirit of God. Amen. And if we ever get to the point, amen, that we're afraid of it, amen, well, let me tell you, we've lost it. We have lost it. Amen. I'll tell you what, there's no church service that's too pristine for the moving of the Holy Ghost. There is no program that has ever been put together, amen, as perfect and as close on time as it's been, amen, that it should not have had room for the moving of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But we've got it all figured out nowadays. We've got it all figured out nowadays. I tell you what, we need the Holy Ghost. Amen. In 1982, there was a moratorium passed by the House and Senate, by Congress, that said there would be no more drilling. No more drilling. No more searching for oil. No more drilling for oil. We was going to go with what we had since 1982. You know what? We're paying the price for that today. We're paying the price for that right now. If exploration would have continued for all of the almost 30 years, if exploration and drilling and pumping would have continued for almost 30 years, do you know what we'd be today? Amen. We wouldn't be in the spot we're in right now. Isn't it amazing to you that this week when President Bush comes out and says, drill, 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 amen, and he lifts the presidential moratorium off of drilling, amen, isn't it amazing that oil dropped $8 a barrel just like that? Just because the president said, drill, drill, drill? Amen, let me tell you, amen, just like that, we wouldn't be in the place we're in if it hadn't been for long ago they said no more drilling. Well, let me tell you what, if our churches get to the point where we say we no longer want to move with the Holy Ghost, amen, you can look to the future and you can see, amen, where our churches are going to be. You can look at organizations that have said we don't want to move with the Holy Ghost anymore. Amen, we don't believe in speaking in tongues anymore. Amen, we don't want to be obedient to the Holy Ghost anymore. And you can look to where those organizations are today. Amen. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Churches have said, well, you know, we need to limit this. Some churches said, you know what? Speaking in tongues is not for today. It was for the initial time of the day of Pentecost, but it's not for today. Amen. Those organizations, you look where they are right now today. You look at them. Church, if we ever get to the point where we say, you know what, we don't need the moving of the Holy Ghost, amen, we're signing our future away as well. Amen. Signing our future away as a church, as a Pentecostal church. Amen. There needs to be some... I say, Lord, don't ever let us stop seeking for the Holy Ghost. Lord, don't ever let the church ever get tired of seeking for the Holy Ghost. You say, but Brother Brim, there's a little bit of wildfire when you know what? Amen. Those young people, Brother Brim, they get a little bit of wildfire. That's all right. Amen. That's all right. We'll contain it. We'll control it. Amen. Everything's going to be fine. Don't you worry about it because, amen, when you was a young person, guess what? You had a little bit of wildfire in you too. Amen. Praise God. Sister Campbell testified last night about running backwards when she got filled with the Holy Ghost. Running backwards. You know what? Amen. Some of you would see one of these young people do that. You might would say, well, that's a little bit emotionalism, don't you think? Ooh, glory. We need to be careful. Lord, don't ever let us stop seeking for the Holy Ghost. Lord, don't ever let us push it off into a back room. When the Spirit of God starts moving, Lord, God, don't ever let us shut it down. Lord, when the Holy Ghost is moving and the Holy Ghost is bringing revival, Lord, God, don't ever, never let us cap a well of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But God, let it flow through us. Amen. Church, never stop seeking. Never stop seeking. Young people, you need it. You need the Holy Ghost. You know what they're saying today? Oil has served its time. Oil is, we're done with oil. We're running out of oil. There's not enough of it to handle our growing population. There's not enough of it to handle all of us. And so we're going to have to move on to some other alternative. What we're going to do is we're going to take our gasoline, amen, we'll water it down with ethanol. We'll put corn in it. What we're going to do is we're going to get away from oil altogether. We'll get to wind power, solar power. We're going to try to find some other alternative to oil. But isn't that what the church has said as well about the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost has had its day. The Holy Ghost has served its purpose. Amen. But for this day and age in which we're living in, that's what the church is saying. For the day and age in which we're living in, there's something better. Amen. They've tried to water down the Holy Ghost. They've tried to thin it out, make it easy for people. They've tried to make it to a point where, you know what? Amen. It's so easy that all you have to do now is lift your hand and believe, and you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. They've got it down so watered down now. Amen. That the Holy Ghost is something that all you have to do is claim and believe. Some people just believe that you get it when you're saved and you're full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. They've watered it down and made it so easy. Amen. But I still believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The infilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe with the fullness of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Amen. Let me tell you, there is no alternative. There is no alternative. And then you say, but if you're going to grow a church today, you can't have moving of the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry, there's no other alternative. Hey man, in my book, there's no other alternative. There's no substitute. There's nothing else that will do. Let me tell you, there is nothing else, amen, that convicts the heart of a sinner like the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen, there's nothing, amen, amen, that grips the heart of a backslider like the Holy Ghost. Amen, there's nothing that brings revival to a church like the Holy Ghost. You can say, well, what we need is better singing. No, that is not a substitute for the Holy Ghost. We need better preachers. That's not a substitute for the Holy Ghost. Amen, we need better programs. No, that is not a substitute for the Holy Ghost. Amen. We will always need, amen, the Holy Ghost. We'll always need the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is no alternative. Amen. The only alternative is death. The only alternative is dying. The only alternative is for the church, amen, to close the doors. Amen. Let me tell you, for revival in our nation today, it's going to take the Holy Ghost. Amen. For a move of God in our nation today, it's going to take old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival. Amen. That's what it takes. Amen. I'll tell you, well, you're never going to grow a church. Never going to grow a church that way. Amen. I love it when some people get the Holy Ghost. We was out at Brother Ralston's in Savannah, Georgia for a youth revival in past September. While we was there, amen, it was for their youth and for their school. And that, I think it was a Friday night, maybe Saturday night, but there was one of the young ladies came and brought her friend with her, and who she was a Baptist girl. She's a Baptist girl. Her dad was a Baptist pastor. She attended their Christian school. But when she came to church that night and got down the altar, and the Holy Ghost came by. And let me tell you what, she felt something for the first time. She felt something for the first time. Hallelujah. Nobody was teaching her. Nobody was instructing her. But you know what? She was feeling something for the very, very first time. Amen. I'll tell you what, it was a move of God in her life. Felt God. She felt God. She responded to it. Amen. She keeps coming back. She keeps coming back because you know what? She felt something there. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Church, amen. Holy Ghost, there's no substitute. What you feel at an old-fashioned altar, what our young bustler girls felt at the altar during youth camp, they will never find a substitute for that. You know why they'll continue to come to Bethel Chapel? Because they will not find a substitute for that. Amen. Some church may be able to do a better program. Some church may be given a bigger prize, Brother Bill. Amen. But no other, let me tell you what, if they want a move of the Holy Ghost, amen, they want to feel what they felt at that altar, amen, they know where they have to go. Amen. I'm telling you, they feel the presence of God, and there is no substitute for that. When they feel the glory of God and they feel the Holy Ghost, there's no substitute. People come to church and say, I'll tell you, I like coming here because I like what I feel. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's no substitute. No. See, somebody may sing a song and stir you. Amen. I remember Brother William Hill telling that story about that time he was driving down the road. He's just flipping through stations and he came across this song that was on the radio. It was one of those songs about a truck driver, and the song... title of the song was Teddy Bear. I don't know if how many remember that. Amen. But this guy, little boy, was on the CB, and he was talking to the truckers, and come to find out, his dad had been a trucker and died, and all he wanted to do was get a ride in a semi in a big truck. And as the story goes on, and the song goes on at the end, amen, he pulls up there down the street, and there's a whole line, amen, of semis lined up at that boy's house to give him a ride. He said, man, I was listening to that about Teddy Bear. He said, I started crying. And he said, you know what? He said, boy, I realized, oh, I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. Then he realized, you know what? That's not the Lord. That's not the Lord. Amen. Sometimes if you're not careful, you get stirred. I mean, some of you sit around and watch a sad, sad, sad movie, and you've got tears, wiping tears. Oh, I feel Jesus. You're not feeling Jesus. Amen. You're not feeling the Lord. Amen. You want to feel God, get down on an altar, lift your hands. Amen. And begin to worship God and let the glory of God come down. Then you'll begin to feel the Lord and feel the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no substitutes. There's no substitutes. Hallelujah. In the day and age in which we're living, we've got to have it. If we don't have a move of the Holy Ghost, man, I'm afraid for us. Amen. I told you, I feel like this last day oil crisis that we're experiencing, amen, is leading us, amen, to the last days and to the coming of the Lord. And I believe God's got purpose in it. I really believe He's got purpose in it. God's hand is in that. Well, let me tell you what, the Bible tells us that in the last day church, amen, there'll be a great falling away. That's right. So the Bible says they'll have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Amen. The last days, and I believe our churches, we're seeing, amen, that there's a drifting away. A drifting away. And I see God's hand in it as well. But I want you to know that while they were waiting is when they lost their oil. In the final moments. The final moments. Notice something here? They said to them, give us of your oil. Give us of your oil. Let us have some of yours. Let us have some of your oil right now. And we'll compromise. None of us will be full. We'll all just be half full. Isn't that about like the church world today? Amen. Hey, listen. Why don't we all just have a little bit? Why don't we all just have a little bit? Amen. But I'm telling you, in the last days, you're going to need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. When the Lord comes, I believe He's coming looking for a church. Amen. That's filled with the Spirit. Filled with the power and presence of God. Filled with the Holy Ghost. It's the last days, church. We're living in the final moments of time. I believe the Lord's coming soon. Amen. At any moment. Amen. So there the cry goes forth. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet Him. You know what that was? The last warning. The last call. He's coming. He's coming. He's already on His way. He's already on His way. He's coming. Make yourself ready because He's coming. Amen. I feel like the Lord has given us a call and urging us. Look, amen, church, we need to be ready. Amen. The Lord is coming. He's coming soon. We need to be ready. I'm asking you, are you ready? Amen. Are you suffering from a last day oil crisis? Are you suffering from a shortage? Are you suffering, amen, from a lack of oil in your own life? Amen. If you'll tell you what, church, let's not stop seeking. Let's keep seeking for the Holy Ghost. So, Brother Brim, we need revival. Don't stop seeking for the Holy Ghost. Don't stop seeking for Holy Ghost revival. Brother Brim, man, we need God to move. We need God to move. Don't stop praying. But continue to seek the Lord for a last day move of His Holy Spirit. Amen. Brother Brim, maybe what we need is, you know, maybe we need to change our methods. Maybe we need to change our ways. No. Man, I believe revival comes the same way it's always came. Amen. We need the Holy Ghost. Would you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah.